we're up to in volume 6, and this is letter number 1636, 12th day of Sivan Tovshin Yud Beis. And again, this is a letter to a woman. The Rebbe starts off with Bracha V'Shalom, and the Rebbe is addressing this to a woman, and it seems like, again, it's one of the challenges is you don't know the exact context. The Rebbe, you see the answer of the Rebbe. It seems to me that this girl may have had some issues, health issues. Maybe I would even say like mental health issues. And the Rebbe was answering her concerns. She was consulting the Rebbe how the treatment should go. That's what I understand from the letter. So let's see what the Rebbe writes. The Rebbe said, I received your special delivery letter, which means this, I'm just saying, the Rebbe said it means it's urgent, in which you describe your visit with your daughter, may she live for a long life, by the doctor. And that they suggested to make various tests to determine to which category she belongs. Again, I would say maybe there could be a lot of possibilities, and they wanted to determine which category. And also, you described the various different categories. So, as it seems from the tone of your writing, this made you very, put a burden, difficult on your heart. You feel bad. And you're asking my opinion about these tests. So the Rebbe says, according to my view, I don't see any difference in the education of your daughter. Whatever these tests should show doesn't really make a difference. And since that it has no purpose, so even though that all these tests are considered to be harmless, but it is still done through electricity next to the head and similar. It's very difficult to project, so it may actually do some damage. And these kind of things you only do when you must do it, especially that all these tests is not a definite proof, because this is only a few years that this has been brought up, and half of the time they're still feeling their way around in the dark, so this is not yet real science. And also, the Rebbe says that you should also take in consideration that you yourself also saw that the doctors misdiagnosed. They did not exactly describe your daughter, and there is a improvement much more than they considered. So for sure this will continue to be that way. So the Rebbe said, therefore I'm not sure why you should lose money and energy as far as these tests goes. They have no purpose, and in the best case there's no damage, but in other words, it could be even a damage, but maybe no damage, but so what's the point? Now, the Rebbe says, the doctor suggested to place your daughter in a chair. The Rebbe says, according to my opinion, that all these things, if there is an agreement of two doctors, then you rely on them. Second opinion. Hashem should help that the doctor should get the right idea and the proper treatment for your daughter, may she live. And the doctors should use the power that Torah has given them to heal. They have no other rights. They cannot say anything but to heal. When you hear from a doctor that he gives you a difficult diagnosis or a shverem vort, then you should not pay too much attention to it. That And you have to take all that as a test from Hashem, that Hashem wants to test you, you and your husband, the rabbi, Sheyichyu, in your belief and trust in the power of the blessed Hashem. The more you will strengthen in your trust in the blessed Hashem, the earlier you will be able to see, even with your physical eyes, the improvement in health of your daughter. May Hashem bless it, help that you and your husband, the rabbi, as this should all come very quickly. B'mehira mamash. The Rebbe says I figured that it's probably extra to once again mention that which I've already written, that to the extent possible, you shall participate in the preparation that needs to take place for a Hasidische Verbringen, for a gathering which takes place in your city. This will also be a proof that you are certain in the help of Hashem Yisbarach, that He will rejoice your and your husband's, the rabbi's hearts, with blessings for lots of nachas from your daughter with her husband, Harav Sheyichyahu.